and 853 is our final item this morning.
Amend the Fire and Police Disability, Retirement, and Death Benefit Plan in order to comply with arbitration decision regarding reversion of alternate payee benefits to members of the Portland Firefighters Association, Portland Police Association, and Portland Police Commanding Officers Association, and to incorporate the requirements of applicable Oregon revised statutes pertaining to domestic relations orders awarding benefits to the alternate payees.
Good morning. I'll turn this over to Director Hutchison.
Thank you, Commissioners, Mayor. Sam Hutchison, Bureau Director at FPDNR, and with me is Stacey Jones, the Financial Manager of FPDNR. This ordinance, as we stated in the title, amends the Fire, Police, Disability, and Retirement Death Benefit Plan, which is outlined in Chapter 5 of the City Charter, to comply with arbitration decisions regarding reversion of alternate payee benefits to members of three sworn unions, PFFA, the Firefighters Association, Portland Police Association, and Portland Police Command Association, Band Officers Association. The arbitration decisions were fully favorable to all three of the unions. And I think, as you remember, in April, the City Council met in an executive session with the FBDR Board of Trustees to discuss the grievances, the complications of the city complying with the arbitration decisions, and the legal issues impacting FPDNR. So a little bit of the background on this is that per Oregon statute, alternate payees who are former spouses are entitled to a portion of an FPDR member's pension through a domestic relations order. In 2009, the FPDR Board of Trustees revoked an earlier board resolution that allowed the reversion of an alternate payee's benefit to the member if the alternate payee predeceases the member. In other words, to make it simple, should a divorced spouse or the alternate payee be receiving a part of the member's pension per the domestic relations order, and that alternate payee dies while the member is still alive, the amount that was going to the ex-spouse will revert back to the member. The 2009, the FPDR board revoked that for various legal reasons and interpretation of the state statute. They felt the passing of that at that time originally was inappropriate and incorrect versus statute, and this is all the stuff that we discussed in the executive session. So to find so FPDNR could not begin paying the revisionary benefit to the impacted PFFA retirees for the legal reasons that I had mentioned. In the meantime, the Fire Bureau had been authorized to pay the reversionary benefit to three impacted firefighters, retired firefighters, through July 1 of 2016. So to find a resolution to the situation, the City Council and the FPDR Board of Trustees met in the executive session. During that time, it was discussed or concluded that FPDR could make payments if the City Council passed an ordinance amending the FPDR plan, and the authority for the Council to amend the plan when required by law to extend additional benefits is found in Section 5403A of the Charter. So assuming that you approve the ordinance, FPDR will make the next payments to these three impacted retirees. They'll get the reversionary benefit, which is due August 1st, and will set ongoing monthly payments for these retirees until they decease themselves. FPDR will also establish rules for the payment of alternate payee benefits and reversionary benefits to these three retirees and to any future retirees impacted by this similar situation. Should the council not approve the ordinance, there is no entity in the city, not Portland Fire, nor FPDNR, could continue making these reversionary benefits. And this could result in an unfair labor practice if we cannot pay those benefits in accordance with the arbitrator's decisions.
Yeah. Important to remember, you mentioned it in passing, but this affects a very small number of retirees.
Yeah. Interesting, the history on this is since the state required the alternate payees to be paid and the reversionary benefit, that was 20 years ago in 1994. In that time, we've only had three firefighters that have had a alternate payee or their ex-spouse die before they did. And interestingly, that occurred all in the last couple of years. So we went almost 20 years with nobody being impacted. Then we have three people suddenly impacted, which brought up the grievances. So it's not going to happen a lot in the future. But it is a benefit that was set up many years ago, was revoked, and per the arbitrator's decisions, we have to reinstate. And the best way to do that is to correct it in the charter versus a board resolution. And that's what we're doing here.
The net effect of this is that we'll just continue paying that portion of the alternate payee benefit, which reverts back to the member.
Correct.
For the duration of the member's life.
Yes.
Or the difference between when the member's ex-spouse dies and when the member deceases.
Yes.
It is the same benefit. It's just the clock is extended because it reverts back to the member. Correct.
Correct. Correct.
And as you said, that will not likely happen in a lot of circumstances.
No, it's very rare. Like, because it's only happened 3 times in the past 22 years, and we don't expect that to happen a lot. But again, it was a benefit that, per the unions, they felt was
given to them. Benefit reverts back to the member, is the cumulative benefit, that is the benefit the member was receiving plus the alternate payee benefit, does that put the member above what he or she would otherwise get as a benefit?
Go ahead.
It probably does, because we have we've spread the payment to the alternate payee over the alternate payee's expected life, and since they're usually women and they're usually younger, that benefit now is the same higher amount and is going on to the member. So, you know, most likely, yes. It is not financially neutral to the plan to offer this benefit, if that's the crux of your question. And that's why the board revoked the benefit in the resolution.
But whether we agree or disagree with that proposition, we have an arbitrator's decision. So the choice is either amend the plan or address this to an unfair labor practice.
Right.
Precisely.
Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah. Other questions? Great. Thank you both very much. Does anyone want to speak on this item? If not, it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
I actually like the arbitrator's decision, because our previous policy created an incentive for the city to try to break up the marriages of employees and then kill off their former spouses. And although I have no evidence that the city has given in to that temptation, I prefer to have that temptation removed entirely. So I'm pleased to vote aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Well, we have a group of graduate students who are here job shadowing OMF, and I told them that this morning's council agenda would be relatively tame and relatively ministerial, though there's been some variety in it, but I appreciate them being here in this job shadow day. One of the things, they're all future public administrators, so we want to welcome you and welcome you to the business of public administration. Some of you are already in it. And one of the things about Portland that only gets occasionally noticed, but we get to benefit from in these discussions, is that we're extraordinarily well financially managed, and we have been for a long time. We keep winning awards from folks like GFOA, and we had our outside auditors come here and sit at this table and drop a comprehensive annual financial report on the desk and say we have no issues, and we have a pension system that is balanced and pay as you go, so we have no unfunded pension liability in this city. So when I talk to fellow mayors from around the country and describe our situation, they turn some shade of green with envy, because most cities can't say anything like that. They can't say that their CAFR looks that good or that their financial practices are so sound. And in fact, we mentioned Miami-Dade County. There's some folks in jail there for financial malfeasance who used to be public officials, so just to name names. So Portland benefits from really capable management of this particular fund, as well as the rest of them. And that's one of the reasons why this meeting didn't have a lot of people yelling and screaming, because these people do their jobs very well. Thank you. Aye. And we are adjourned for the week.
A record.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're late. Do you want to reopen and give her a chance now? Sure. Well, let's reconvene. You were signed up to speak, and we'll give you the chance to do it today, because we had a light agenda. So we'll reconvene the council and call you forward for your communication item, please.